From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Brooke Baldwin, and here are some of the headlines now in the news. Surgeons down in Durham, North Carolina, Duke Medical Center, are operating on Senator Ted Kennedy's malignant brain tumor. A surgery is expected to last about 6 hours. After surgery, Kennedy will spend a week recuperating before starting radiation and chemotherapy. But before going into surgery this morning, Kennedy released a statement saying he expects to be fine and will be back campaigning for Democratic Senator Barack Obama in no time. Some parents of more than 400 children taken from a polygamous sect in Texas are being reunited with their kids today. Earlier this morning, a Texas judge signed an order allowing those children to be returned to the custody of their parents. The order enforces last Thursday's court ruling that Texas authorities had no right to remove those children. Under the order, the parents must attend and complete parenting classes and are not allowed to leave the state of Texas. CNN has confirmed Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bo Diddley has died. 79-year-old music legend created his own beat during the early days of rock and roll. The rhythm he laid down on tunes like Who Do You Love and Bo Diddley is now widely known as the Bo Diddley Beat. A spokesperson for the rocker says he died of heart failure at his Florida home. And the fashion world remembering French designer Yves Saint Laurent. He passed away in Paris Sunday. Saint Laurent was 71. He is credited with revolutionizing fashion in the early 60s by being the first to put women in pantsuits and tuxedos. It's back to business as usual at Universal Studios today, one day after a fire ripped through two blocks of sets there. L.A. officials are investigating whether water pressure slowed down the firefighters during that 12-hour blaze. Movie sets destroyed yesterday, including the Courthouse Square in Back to the Future, and a New York street scene you have seen in movies and countless TV shows. The flames also burned a King Kong exhibit and a library where movies and TV shows were all kept. Universal's president says there are backup copies. Authorities are still trying to figure out what caused that massive fire. And those are just some of the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and other news throughout this day.